Okay, we'd like to say hello and welcome. You're listening to Trigger Happy Memories. We are live in studio at WPCA Radio Amory, Wisconsin, 93.1 downtown Amory. My name is Mike Murtha, and we also have Eddie Schmidt. Our show features a guest, and tonight we have Fizz Kaiser with us. He'll be sharing some songs and some nice original songs that he's written, and a few stories. Most of them are true, I think, but sit back and listen. Tell your friends and neighbors that this is small town, hometown, old-fashioned radio, just the way we like it. We hope that you do too, and we hope that we trigger some happy memories. Let's do it, yeah. Once again, I want to say hello to everybody and welcome to our show. This is Trigger Happy Memories, and we're on every Thursday night, but we do a live, this is a live presentation of a brand new show. We've got one of our early guests that we had almost 4 years ago. We had Fizz Kaiser with us. We got him back again tonight. We're going to have some fun with him, but before we get to that, I just want to say hello to Eddie. And how you doing, Ed?
Good, good. What a hot summer we got going. Boy. Here. It's hard to believe it's already July here in crazy. 2021.
Yeah, no kidding. Yeah, we've been doing a little music. We played last Sunday, 96 degrees outside on the patio in River Falls at Mel's Midtowner.
And it was such an easy setup, too. It only happened to stop traffic in Main Street so you could unload your trailer.
Oh, I know it. It was
kind of a busy thing.
It was with Dave Swanson, Swanee from the White Sidewalls, and then Dave Schrader from, I believe, from Menominee.
Yep.
Yep. We had a lot of fun. It was... Of course, I've played with Swanee for many years and at church and on. You have too. And Dave Schrader was somebody that Swanee played with way back. I mean, this is like 40-some years ago. Those guys were kids, but they got to play together again too. So we had a lot of fun. And, we were at the Brautine here the Sunday before. And then this Friday night, Eddie, we're going to be in Woodville at their new amphitheater.
Outside
again.
Hopefully we'll have good weather.
And it's supposed to cool off a little bit. And you've been busy. July, you said you had about 17 jobs, was it?
Yeah, 17 or 18. I don't know if I could ever remember when I did 7 jobs in 7 days. We had 2 doubles in the week there, a double on a Friday and a double on a Saturday. Thanks to Rex and this and that and everybody else. And
sure.
Tim Baxter. And
you've been helping out a lot of people, which is wonderful. They enjoy having you there, and it's been fun. And but we have Fizz Kaiser. We want to say hello to Fizz. How you doing, Fizz?
Good, boys. Nice seeing you.
Got to ask you one thing right off the top. Hot enough for you?
I've been hiding in the shade all day.
Have you? Well, it's fun to have you back here, and we're going to tell a few stories. And like I said, we started doing this in September. It'll be 4 years, is that right, Eddie? Or we'll finish 4 years, I guess. But you were like our second or third guest when we first kind of created this little idea. And we were so grateful that you did that. And we're grateful that you're back again.
Thanks for having me.
We appreciate you. We've shared some music off and on through the years and had lots of fun. Yes. So anything going on? I know everything has been shut down for so long. Are you getting active with some music at all? Or
I've played a few different things this summer, but not much.
Sure. Yeah, and still busy with your carpentry work?
I've got a big bathroom tear-out we're in the middle of right now.
Playing guitar is more fun, I bet.
It is.
Yeah, so, yeah. Writing songs, you're still...
I was telling Eddie, I spent the whole winter in California with an old friend out there, and I have a few songs have percolated up from that already.
Well, good, yeah. Yeah. Did you do some carpentry work out there, too?
Or? We actually did have some carpentry
projects,
work, yeah. 3 or 4 jobs that pretty much paid for the trip.
Yeah. Good for you. Got out of the winter here, huh?
Yeah. Did a little prospecting, a little trout fishing.
Yeah. Yeah, well, maybe come back and talk more about your California trip a little bit. But we're going to have you sing a song right off the bat here.
All righty. Why don't we do one I know we've done before. It's called Sad Country Heart. It's one I wrote for my brother Kay.
Okay.
Years and years. Did you guys realize that this March 3rd, it was 31 years?
No.
Wow.
31 years ago, we lost him. Yeah.
And it was March 3rd, you said?
March 3rd,
yeah. We were going to do something when COVID hit. We talked about, you called me and I was in Arizona and tried to do something like we did before. We still can do that, you know. We'll do something to commemorate Kay Kaiser. But anyway,
I've tried for years to come up with something, and I think this one pretty much says it.
Okay.
It's called Sad Country Heart. It's probably wrong to live your life like some old country song. I know I should change. Maybe tomorrow I'll start. But tonight it's me and my old guitar and a sad country heart. I'm gonna lock all the doors. I'll let down the blinds. I'll unplug the phone. And I'll break out some wine. Then I'll turn down the lights to a honky-tonk glow. And I'll sing them songs we used to play so long ago. You may be right, it's probably wrong to live your life like some old country song. I know I should change. Maybe tomorrow I'll start. But tonight it's me and my old guitar and a sad country heart. Come on, Eddie. Candle burns down, the memories rise. We float all around, back in time to live in the past. Oh, I know it's not wise, but I like to believe. They're all here with me singing tonight. You may be right, it's probably wrong to live your life like some old country songs. I know I should change. Maybe tomorrow I'll start, but tonight it's me and my old guitar and a sad country heart. Yeah, tonight it's me and my old guitar and a sad country heart.
Oh, nice. That is Fizz Kaiser. Good job, Fizz.
Thank
that's
you.
A nice song. Yeah, that's you're just trying to capture some of the things with your brother Kay, and that's very nice. Yeah, that's on your Honky Tonk Glow.
Yeah.
CD. I love that CD. I listened to it the other night.
You know, it was fun when we got in to finally do it. John kept asking me. It was the young guy I was playing with all the time, and he's the recording engineer too. He said, when are we going to do that country album?
Yeah, it's all country. And it's just Eddie played on some of it.
A lot of it.
Yeah, very, very nice. Yeah. Yep. We'll come back to do some more songs off of that CD. But Bob Hubdy, I hope he's tuned in. He is recovering from a heart surgery. Did you know that?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, he's doing okay. It's pretty major. Wow. But he texted just a couple days ago. He's slow, but he's getting there. He said, I'm feeling better, you know, each day a little bit. But, they opened him up, and it was some major surgery. So we're thinking about you, Bob, and the old Polka Buster himself.
Yep. I sent him a message a couple days ago. I says, how you doing, Buffalo? He said, well, she's kind of slow, but it's getting a little better every day. And I said, well, maybe you better lay low on picking up them calves and throwing them over the fence for a while. Because he was telling me about, I think, years ago, he had a hernia operation and came home, and wasn't a day or two when he was home, and he thought, oh, I shouldn't have picked up that calf and put him over the fence.
Oh, yes. So. And my mother passed away June 30th, and so we're certainly missing her. But our last show we did, we dedicated it to Mom, and my brother John was here too. So, and we did some songs that she used to like to hear us sing, and I got to go to the nursing home and actually I got a recording of it, and I sat with her and played through it with her. And I said, here's John singing on the radio, and here's me. And it was, so she got to hear it, and it wasn't too long after, and she left us. So, but yeah, it's, we're adjusting. It's going to be a little bit with that, but, Fizz, you want to do another song? And we'll...
Yeah. You want to try that, Double Down? It's off that same CD.
Yeah. I love this song. Yep. Tell about this one. We just talked about it.
It's like it was just, I don't know what, I was just starting to write a song, and it was just kind of flowing, just coming, and it just all had all of these card playing references, you know, so there's metaphors in there for card playing in life, you know.
Yeah. The hand that you're dealt in life, the hand that you're dealt in the game, that's what you go with, yeah. Yeah, I love this song.
There's a lot of double meanings in the whole song.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's called Double Down. Pull up a chair, sit right down, cut them cards and deal around. Nice to see you, I'm glad you're here. Nice to see that you brought some beer. I'll put on some drinking songs. Could be here till the break of dawn. We're gonna find out where we stand tonight. We got hard luck, hard living. We're all stuck with this hand we're given. We're all in and now it's time to play. So shut up and double down. Pick your heart up off the ground. Let them know that you're still in the game. Then when they think you fold, it's time to raise. Hard luck and hard living. We're all stuck with the heart we're given. We're all in and now it's time to play. Hey, 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 hey. Well, it's a brand new deck, but the same old game. You're a total wreck with no one to blame. One good hand, you're in the clear. Two good hands and we're out of here. pick 'em up or let 'em ride. Do you go all in just one more time? You gotta trust them hearts, that's your only play. Hard luck, hard living, we're all stuck with the heart we're given. We're all in and now it's time to play. So shut up and double down, pick your heart up off the ground, let them know that you're still in the game. Then when they think you fold, it's time to raise. Hard luck and hard living, we're all stuck with the heart we're given. We're all in and now it's time to play.
Once again, that is Fizz Kaiser sharing some good songs here with us. This is Trigger Happy Memories. This is WPCA Radio 93.1. And we are so fortunate to get Fizz to come up and share some music with us. And we've been lucky, Eddie. We had lots of good players. We had my brother John was here last go-around in Festus Hagen.
Yeah.
Mark Yunker was with us here. That was fun. And the guys from Eau Claire came up, Greg Wheeler. And Randy Sins and John Lynch. Yeah, so we've had we've been very lucky with all that.
I was not long ago, how many months ago, I remember Bob saying when he was running one of the programs that he's doing here, and he was grabs your song. Was it Sad Country Heart, Bob, that you use? And boy, he just loved that song. And so you've been played on here more often than you realize.
That's nice to hear.
And I think maybe you've already started, Bob, but you're going to start a show where you'd be featuring local bands, local recordings, so make sure you get some of it's already here.
We've already put some of that on there. Lou Ann's helping load up a bunch of new songs, and we're going to change some format during the day.
Starts on Monday.
Do you have my first CD? The River Road one?
Yeah.
A while back, we went to the radio station and said, have you heard our last record? And they said, we sure hope so. Eddie, you want to do something here?
Sure, we can try a little something here. I grabbed an old Hank song. I thought we'd try that one for one called Why Don't You Love Me Like You Used to Do. I'll give her a little intro. And it's in the key of G, for anybody out there in the listening world that might be playing long.
It's three up from the big end.
From the long end?
Yeah, that end, yep. Three up. One, two, three, yep.
One, two, three. Well, why don't you love me like you used to do? How come you treat me like a worn-out shoe? My hair's still curly and my eyes are still blue. Well, why don't you love me like you used to do? Ain't had no loving and a hugging and a kissing in a long, long while. We don't get nearer or further or closer than a country mile. Why don't you spark me like you used to do? And say sweet nothings like you used to coo. I'm the same old trouble that you've always been through. So why don't you love me like you used to do? Here's Fizz. Thank you. why don't you be just like you used to be? How come you find so many faults with me? Somebody's changed, so let me give you a clue. Why don't you love me like you used to do? Ain't had no loving and a hugging and a kissing in a long, long while. We don't get nearer or further or closer than a country mile. Why don't you say the things you used to say? Why makes you treat me like a piece of clay? My hair's still curly and my eyes are still blue. Why don't you love me like you used to do? Why don't you love me like you used to do?
All right, that's Eddie Schmidt. That's a good old, yeah, nice old Hank Williams song. I think way back, John and Dave recorded that song.
Really?
It might have been one of the first songs that we recorded. It was just the three of us. I was playing bass, and John and Dave did that one. I believe that was, I think that was the one. Anyhow, John will correct me if I'm wrong, but I think that's the one they did. But yeah, Fizz, we were just talking about a couple of weeks ago. We were playing at the American Legion in New Richmond. And your brother TK showed up.
Oh, yeah. I was out of town for that.
Yeah. God, it was good to see him. Yeah. He was such a good drummer. Just a clean, straight, yeah. You know, just play it so nice. Him and your brother Kay and Rick Johnson had such a good three-piece. Just
you remember TK? It was always so funny. I mean, he didn't have any drum cases. And the two toms connected to the bass drum, and he just throw them in the back seat.
And they sounded great. Yeah. I remember one time playing with TK. He says, I'm a really good drummer, but I can't keep time. But I'm really good. I can do all the fancy stuff. But yeah, those guys were so good. I mean, Kay had just this incredible voice. Rick Johnson was
we sang together so
oh,
well.
Boy, just really yeah. good. And your sister Gail was there.
Yeah.
And Beener, who was married to Kay when Kay was killed. And that was 31 years ago, you said.
31, yeah. She was with in the car. She got hurt bad, too.
Yeah, that's right. She was yeah, that was horrible, yeah. I might try a song here, if you don't mind. I'm going to do one of my old originals. It's called The Cowboy Waltz. See if I can do this on six string, Eddie. We're using the capo. One thing
just
nice about a capo.
Don't look at my hand.
Yeah, just don't look at your hand. One thing nice about a capo, you can play out a tune in any key.
Yeah.
Okay. Cowboys are lovers of freedom and awesome blue skies. They like their music, children, in pretty brown eyes. They're not afraid of the thought of standing alone. They have a spirit for life and a mind of their own. Cowboys know wealth is not measured by the money we own. Our freedom was paid by the soldiers who died all alone. They have respect for the wisdom the elderly share. And they like to laugh and go fishing with old friends who care. Why can't we all be like cowboys? Yeah, it makes sense to me. Just taking the time to listen. Yeah, it makes sense to me. Cowboys find peace in their dreams about prairies and plains. Wide open spaces, the sound of a lonesome freight train. They know someday they're gonna make it in whatever they do. With faith in their hearts and dreams they trust will come true. Why can't we all be like cowboys? Yeah, it makes sense to me. Just taking the time to listen. Yeah, it makes sense to me. Here comes Eddie. Why can't we all be like cowboys? Yeah, it makes sense to me. Just taking the time to listen. Yeah, it makes sense to me. Cowboy Waltz.
That's really nice.
Yeah, thanks, Fizz. Yeah, no, it's a song that I wrote. We used to do this quite a bit with the band.
I think I remember, when you wrote it.
There was, we were probably hanging out together at that time, but there was this couple who used to love that song. They liked the speed, the waltz tempo, and she'd always request this, and she came up one time and she said, I wrote that song. She goes, yeah, right. I don't think she ever did believe me, did she, Eddie?
I don't think so. It's funny, all them good country dancers, how they did like that. But
yeah.
Boy, they'd be waiting to throw in some waltzes.
Oh, yeah.
They were so good at that, besides all the other good country dancing that they were doing. So.
Yeah, it was just one of those that the speed or the beat we had, they liked that to dance to that. Did you know Kenny Nelson's having a birthday party next Saturday?
No.
Yeah, he'll be 89. He was a guest with us here. Brought his accordion, good old-fashioned squeeze box, and he can play. Uh-huh. You know, he sang, and he was that was a lot of fun to have Kenny. But he's having a party this Saturday, the 31st of July, and it's the White Sidewalls are going to play for it.
Wow.
Yeah, did you know that?
Yeah, I remember you talking about that.
So. Yeah, so I'm going to see if I can get up there help him. I need to help him celebrate just a little bit, I think, but... Yeah. Fizz, you want
to... I like to go in there and just go in the back room and look up at the ceiling and look at all the extension cords.
Why that never burnt down, huh?
It's amazing.
Yeah, I know it. That's for sure. Yes. You want to do another song there, Fizz?
Okay. I got some... Like I told you, I was out west, and I've got a little bit of traveling songs that are...
Sure.
So this one is called Believin' I Can Fly.
Sure.
You need this over here.
You need to read this?
No.
Maybe I'll sing it.
Probably. I probably do. There was a time I believed that I could fly. Really wasn't much of nothing I would not try. Well, I don't wear a watch, but I always know the time. Yeah, the time will come when I'm gonna move down the line. And I know it when I find it, you see it in my eyes. When I'm standing on the edge, believing that I can. I was a kid, there was nothing anyone could say that could change my mind and make me go the other way. Before the sun comes up, I'll be rolling on out of town. and a thousand miles later, I'm watching that sun go down. Outside Denver, baby, I'm a mile high, standing on a mountain, believing that I can fly. Sometimes, don't you just wanna sing? Sometimes you gotta spread your wings. Yeah, I'm outside Denver, baby, I'm a mile high, standing on a mountain, believing that I can fly. Here's Eddie. The gas tearing up the great divide, tapping my brakes and roaring down the other side. I got the pedal pushed down, I can hear my engine whine. One more desert and a few more miles to climb, then I'll be walking through the redwoods headed to the ocean side. Trusting my wings, believing that I can fly. Sometimes, don't you just wanna sing? Sometimes you gotta trust your wings. Yeah, I'm walking through the redwood, headed to the ocean side. Trusting my wings. Believing that I can fly, trusting my wings, believing that I can fly.
Very nice. That's a good song. Little traveling tune, huh?
Yeah.
Was that something you wrote as you traveled to California?
I started it out there, and I think I finished it since I've been back.
Okay, yeah. And whereabouts in California were
you? I was in a little town called Mariposa. It's up in the Sierra foothills, right below Yosemite National Park.
Okay.
Just gorgeous.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Weather is not, I mean, was it? It was.
I got there in December, and the nights would maybe drop into the mid-30s.
Okay.
And the daytime highs were 65.
Oh, nice.
And then it got a little cooler, January and February.
Yeah.
Pretty nice compared to here.
A lot of sunshine?
Yeah, a lot.
Yeah.
A lot.
You know, we talk about winter here being, you know, like 25 below. That's not what it's about. It's like 18 above and cloudy and windy for days and days.
Yeah.
It's not about, I mean, 5 below in bright sunshine with no wind is not a bad day, but I get tired of the clouds, you know, we have here. Just
I talked to my buddy earlier this week, and he said it hasn't rained a drop since I left in April.
Really?
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, it's almost that bad here, isn't it? It's been so dry. But, you know, we were talking a little bit before. Pat Donahue, who was somebody you mm-hmm. performed with him a few times, and he was with the Prairie Home Companion. He was the guitar player. And did he write a lot of that music for Garrison Keillor?
I don't know about that. Pat would usually get to play a song or two of his own during
sure.
the show, but I don't think he was in the writing. He may have.
I don't. Yeah, they had all these skits and these little songs that they would twist from.
Yeah,
you know, an old standard. They would change the words, and I thought somebody told me that Pat was involved in some of that.
Oh, I wouldn't doubt it.
Yeah.
And Butch Thompson, I believe, was the musical director.
Sure.
He probably had a bigger hand in it. But I don't know, Pat may have. He's a really talented guy.
Before they finished up their show, I got to go and see that live.
Oh, at the Fitzgerald?
Yeah. And towards the very tail end, Carl Oslin, our drummer, his boys were on the show.
Oh.
They're terrific dancers.
Oh, I remember hearing that.
Yeah, and it's the only time they've ever had tap dancers on a radio show. So But I got to see the video too. It was very good. But of course, Carl was right front row center. You know, just took up most of the room. But anyhow, Pat Donahue, you did some things with him in River Falls.
Yeah, I used to have a music venue down there at the River Falls Golf Course. We called the Honky Tonk Cafe.
Okay.
And it was in the winter when the club was closed. And Pat was our closing act every year.
Sure, okay.
Yeah.
I was there for one of those. Uh-huh. He was very entertaining.
Oh, yeah, really good.
Yeah. And the show, I guess it was June of 16, 2020, it was canceled. Chris Thiels? How do you say that? Thiel?
I'm not sure. I think it's Thiele.
Thiele, okay. Took over, and they renamed it Live From Here. But that ended in 2020. It just didn't have the magic that was there with Garrison. But it was good stuff. But yeah.
Well, he's a fabulous mandolin player.
Oh, is he?
Yeah, and I think Nickel Creek was the band he was in originally.
Oh, okay.
Sure. I almost said Nickelback, and I'm pretty sure that's not it.
Well, also the group that Pat Donahue was with for so many years. Something the last couple of years that changed. I mean, that whole, was it the shoe band? Is that what they called it?
Yeah. They, Guys All-Star Shoe Band.
Yeah, and just about everybody was gone.
They must have seen the writing on the wall. It's,
well, you wonder. It's probably about money. Who knows? But it was just interesting. But the new group that took over, they didn't sound any different. They were just as good. They just... But, Eddie, you want to do something there on your... Were you going to do something on your steel, was it? Or?
Yeah, we can try... Years ago when, unfortunately, with losing more people here, I got a letter from, of course, we called him Skip Spaulding, but he went by Stephen Spaulding lately as he was down by Branson, and he was actually a pastor down there. But I got a nice letter and with some pamphlets and pictures and stuff of Skip in the real young years, but let us know that he passed away June 3rd of this year, and... last couple of years, he's had some COPD stuff. But anyway, our steel player when we worked with Skip was Milt Rand, and he always would give me these. What, after we had quit playing together, he'd send me a good instrumental on the steel. He says, "Ed, you got to learn this one." And he says, try this and this and whatever. So I'd always try to work out these things. And there was one that was called Boot Heel Drag by, I think it was Bob Wills' steel player, that Herb Remington. Hmm. And, I think we do it. We used to do it once in a while, and we can still do it, I think. But
you want me to sing this one or not?
No, you and that singing these instrumentals, tell you. But this one will be in the key of F if we can get through her.
Instrumental, Boot Heel Drag.
That little thing sounds wonderful.
It's got nice tone, doesn't it? Yeah. This is WPCA Radio 93.1. If you're just dialing through the radio. This is Trigger Happy Memories. We have Fizz Kaiser here with us, and of course, Eddie and I having some fun. And, you know, Fizz, we've talked about this for years, that we should get together sometime and play guitar and just hang out. We're doing it right now. Here we are. So we're going to say hello to a few folks out there that have tuned us in through the years. Dave and Jeannie Larson from Duluth. Dave was the band director at St. Croix Central. Eddie, you remember Dave?
Yep.
And Jeannie was also a teacher, taught music at St. Croix Central. Dan Wall and Beth. I just want to throw this plug in. Dan is going to be in Chippewa Falls August 5th, showing some slides of his rock climbing. He climbed mountains. He was a mountain climber. He's going to do a presentation at the library in Chippewa Falls at 6 o'clock. You're welcome to come down there, anybody in that area. Shirley Halliburton, Edna Bjorkman, hello. Nick and Diane from Santan Valley, Arizona, some of our neighbors out there. Of course, Bob Hovde, we wish you the best. Bob, Scott Nash, Jim Bjorkman from Sunburst, Montana. That's the beauty of this, that you can get this on the internet. Uh-huh. His sister in Houston, Texas, tunes us in. Mary from Stillwater, Tom Klinger. Alan Ann, your neighbors there. Eddie, you always mention them. They sent me the nicest card with my mother's passing, and I appreciate that so much, and I sent them something back. But Renee Butler, my wife Debbie Putz, my buddy, Rodney Sather, Gary McIntyre, I hope you're doing well there, Gary. Uncle Bob from the Country Dam, he still lives in town here, tunes us in. He likes it because he said, if you're too loud, I can just turn you down, or I can turn you off if I want to. So what are you going to say?
I wanted to ask you, when you're talking about Arizona, where is it you stay?
Santan Valley.
Okay. Where's Apache Junction?
We're about 20 miles straight south of there. Yep. Yeah. So, Eddie, you want to say hello to a few folks?
You too, if you can. I'll just say hi to Tad Light and his wife, and got to work with him not too long ago with Darlene and the boys over in Lindstrom for a nice outdoor thing up there. Brian Jevning and the Club 42 Cribbage Boys, the Cactus Cousins, they sure listen to us a lot. And, we've got Greg Wheeler and the Barn Boys. They tend to be tuning in a lot. Tom Kramer and the Seawells, our neighbors that have been coming up a lot. They've tuned in a lot. The grandsons, Lee and Reese, if they're listening, and Carl Oslin. But Fizz?
Better say hello to Heidi.
Oh, Heidi, of course.
Yes. Don't miss it. Yes.
An opportunity like that. So.
Yes. Dave Wood was one of your friends, and also you did a lot of work on his house in River Falls. Big house that I'm just kind of, from what I've heard, was maybe an old boarding house. It was kind of close to the college. They rented out rooms, but they wanted to renovate it to just a family dwelling home, not a bunch of rooms. And they hired you to come in and do the work.
There was a bookstore right by the theater in River Falls that I built for these friends, they happened to know Dave, because Dave was a book editor, for the Minneapolis Tribune, I believe.
Yep.
So anyway, he got my name from then. We went and talked, and the beauty of it was I had the whole winter that they weren't going to live in.
Sure.
So I had the whole winter to tear it apart.
Nice.
Because he was a book editor, he had thousands of books.
Mm.
So one whole room became a floor-to-ceiling library with bookcases in it. So it's...
Yeah. Well, and Dan Wall was telling me he was at Dave and Ruth, I think.
Yep,
and he said, wow, what an amazing house. And he kind of started telling the story about it was a boarding house or whatever. And they changed it. He said, who did the carpentry work, it was, what a nightmare. You don't start tearing walls out till you know what's holding up the roof and on. And they said, Fizz Kaiser. And Dan says, I know Fizz. And so he was very impressed with your work there.
And I do tear them out, even when I don't know
what's You just take your chances, huh? You know, and Dave Wood, not only was he the editor at Minneapolis Star Tribune, he was the vice president of National Book Critics Circle. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Yeah, he's a great guy. Ruth is. Ruth is a professor at the university.
Okay, yeah. So I'm going to throw in a quick song here if we can. A little song called Going to the Chapel. Remember that one, Eddie?
Okay, yep.
Key of G. One, two, three, four. Mm-hmm.
gone to the chapel and we're gonna get married. Gone to the chapel and we're gonna get married. Gee, I really love you and we're gonna get married. Going to the chapel of love. Spring is here, the sky is blue. Whoa, birds are singing as if they knew. Today's the day we say I do, and we'll never be lonely anymore, because we're gone to the chapel and we're gonna get married. Gone to the chapel and we're gonna get married. Gee, I really love you and we're gonna get married. Going to the chapel of love.
Here, you take one.
Bells will ring, the sun will shine. Whoa, I'll be hers and she'll be mine. We'll love until the end of time, and we'll never be lonely anymore, because we're going to the chapel and we're gonna get married. Going to the chapel and we're gonna get married. Gee, I really love you and we're gonna get married. Going to the chapel of love. Yeah. The chapel of love. Yeah, 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 yeah. Going to the chapel of love.
Very nice. Yes. Going to the chapel. Yeah, we're winding down. We gotta make room for one more song from you, Fizz, but I just so we don't get cut off here entirely, we're gonna be in Woodville this Friday night. July 30th with Trigger Happy. Why don't you come over there? Come up and sing a couple songs with us if you're around.
Friday night?
Yeah. Yep. Whatever. We'll see if we can. Yeah. We're going to be in New Richmond.
If you're not in Colorado or California, something.
I got to play Saturday early morning. I have a club championship in Hammond.
Well, we get done at 8 o'clock that night. So, yeah. We'll be in New Richmond August 18th at their Heritage Center. And we'll be at the Brautine up here north of Amory. August 22nd, you and I guess, Eddie. Okay. So, anyhow, Fizz, why don't you do a song here? And
this is another fairly new one. This one's got a line in it that says, I better call the boss and tell him a lie or two. So it's called A Lie or Two. And
right.
I don't know, it's a true story, but that line just came to me when I was driving one day. I woke up early, got up late. I couldn't drag myself away from you. Baby, what'll I do? I guess I'll call the boss, tell him a lie or two. It made me think of this day a long time ago. Halfway to work, but I didn't show, and I knew that I was through. There by the side of the road, but I sat and wrote a song or two. I've often wondered, was it right or was it wrong to walk away from steady work just to write one more song? This old buddy used to think like me. Just one look and I could tell that he knew. Then down the road we flew. Well, he's long gone now, but we had us a time or two. Today I heard another friend is gone. I guess I'll just sing a song for you. I hope you knew that you'd be on my mind every day or two. I remember you told me sometimes good things just go wrong. You said, bye someday and play me some brand new song. I woke up early, got up late. I couldn't drag myself away from you. Baby, what'll I do? I guess I'll call the boss. Tell him a lie or two. I guess I'll just call the boss. Tell him a lie or two. I think I'll call the boss. Blame it all on you.
Oh, some good lyrics. That's Fizz Kaiser. This is WPCA Radio. 93.1, Trigger Happy Memories, and Fizz, we can't thank you enough for coming.
Thank you as well.
It's great to have
good
old,
to see you guys.
Good old friends, yes. It's you can't make old friends. We're glad you're here. So,
yeah, no. Bob, too. Nice to see you again.
Yes, and we want to thank Bob Zonk for engineering here for us, and thank you, Eddie, for showing up.
Well, once in a while I do show up.
Well,
you know?
I don't think you've missed ever, nope. But, and Luann, all the work she does at the radio station.
So,
and
she'll be putting this up on the internet for us, archives. So.
All right, well, and with that, we're going to say goodnight. We'll be back next Thursday. And again, keep tuning us in. It's a great radio station. You can donate money here, too, in any amount.
Keep posted the new music that Bob's we're putting together in the afternoons, 10 to 2, and that'll start next week, I guess.
Okay.
So.
Yeah, great.
Thanks, everybody, and thanks, Fizz.
Thank you, Eddie.
Yep.
Michael.
Yep, take care.